This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with me, Juliet Jacobs, joined by Lim Soo Ann and Dashran Johan. So as we all know, it was the Sabah state elections on Saturday and Gabungan Rakyat Sabah, or GRS, won 38 seats, enough to form a simple majority government. But what's particularly interesting is how closely contested some of the constituencies were. In one, the victor had a mere 10-vote majority. So on that note, we discuss why every vote matters.
And for our second story, well, the Federal Territories Ministry announced over the weekend that Jalan Raja Laut 1 in Kuala Lumpur has been renamed as Jalan Palestine, sparking off both confusion and criticism. So we take a look at the issue and find out more about who Raja Laut himself was, as well as the larger issue of changing historical road names.
Yes, and in relation to that, we do have a poll over on Twitter at BFM Radio, and we are asking you, do you know who Raja Laut was? So your options are yes or no. You can also send us your thoughts under the poll, drop us a comment, or alternatively WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
So more on that later, but first, you know, the Sabah state elections took place on the 26th of September. That was on Saturday, and that was a nail-biting affair, to say the least. After some recounts and dramatic twists and turns, Gabungan Rakyat Sabah, which consists of Barisan Nasional, Bersatu, PBS and STAR, was announced as the victor of the hard-fought battle. So GRS secured 38 out of 73 seats, one more than what's required to form a simple majority, while Warisan Plus, which consists of Warisan, PKR, DAP, APCO and Amana, clinched 32. So the three remaining seats were won by independent candidates.
Yeah, but what became even more evident by the end of the night is just how close of a contest it really was. So, for example, in the Kukusan constituency, Rina Jainal, a Warisan Plus candidate, won the seat by the narrowest of margins, just 10 votes. It was a seven-cornered fight with more than 12,000 people voting. And according to the official results released by the Election Commission, Rina polled 2,834 votes against Chaya Sulaiman, who obtained 2,824 votes for GRS. So some experts claim that the 10-vote majority might possibly be the thinnest in any election in Malaysia to date.
Yes, and this isn't an isolated case either. In Karambunai, GRS beat Warisan Plus by 16 votes. And there were a number of other constituencies where the difference between a winner and a loser was just about 100 votes or so. And the reason we're bringing up these numbers is to highlight that, you know, every vote matters.
And it's interesting that we're talking about this because, you know, I'm reminded of the folks at Pulang Mengundi Sabah. So they raised enough funds to fly around somewhere between 200 to 300 Sabahans in the peninsula and Sarawak to go back to their home state to vote. However, there were a number of people who, you know, while they acknowledged that it was a noble effort, they wondered if this was more of a symbolic gesture than an initiative that could actually make a difference. I mean, after all, you know, what is 200 to 300 votes? Well, as the Sabah's election numbers indicate, I mean, even 10 votes make such a huge impact.
Mm-hmm. And there's also this story I read on NPR, and it's one of those stories where you're not sure whether you're going to laugh or cry, right? So a candidate in the US lost a GOP primary in a state house race by one vote out of more than 11,000 votes cast. And the worst part is he later found out that it's one of his colleagues who forgot to mail in his ballot. Can you imagine that? You lose by one vote and you know it's one of your friends who forgot. So he left his ballot. This is what the guy said. He left his ballot on the kitchen counter and it never got sent out, said Kevin Ends. Told the Seattle Post Intelligencer.
Yeah, and there are many examples like this all over the world. We have also we also have to note that the Sabah state election only had a voter turnout of slightly less than 67%, you know, most probably due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Many experts have indicated that we could have had a completely different result yesterday if there was a higher voter turnout.
Yes, so to dive more into the topic, we have on the line with us Mahira Marzuki, who's the project coordinator of Undi Sabah, and that's an initiative to empower Sabahans, particularly Sabahan youth, to engage in politics and vote. And interestingly enough, Mahira voted in the constituency that had the mere 16-vote majority. So hi Mahira, welcome to the show. First of all, can you tell us a little bit more about the on-ground or online work that Undi Sabah did to engage the electorate and encourage them to vote?
Okay, thanks for having me. Because of the COVID and the pandemic, there are hindrances in materializing physical activity. So a lot of our advocacy are geared online through webinars, churning content through infographics, reminders, and videos to our followers, and to be spread online as well. But we did have a hybrid event. It was a half physical and the rest are streamed online. It had a lot of engagement online, and people even brought the discussion in other social media platforms. So through these programs, I guess we can't force people to vote, but we hope we inspire people to vote.
So it was a low turnout at the Sabah state elections. What were some of the sentiments expressed by some of the people Undi Sabah engaged with heading into the Sabah state elections? You know, what were the biggest reasons people cited for not wanting to vote?
Yeah, so it's quite sad. I have friends and mutuals saying they want to vote, but they can't because of the rising cases in COVID. But on top of that, flight tickets are expensive, and sometimes companies that they're working at or even following the guideline of the Ministry of Health enforces you to quarantine yourself for 14 days. And a lot of young professionals can't afford that. So it's a mix of just worried for safety reasons, also financial reasons and work reasons. And that means your livelihood being affected. So it's because of those reasons these people can't fly in and vote.
And there were a number of constituencies with razor-thin majorities, and one of which is your constituency. What ran through your mind when you realized that your constituency had a thin majority? I mean, what was the conversations you had with your friends after?
Yeah, so there were a few constituencies with razor-thin majorities, and one of them is my constituency, which is N16, Karambunai, which is crazy because I think there was another constituency whereby the difference was only 10. Mm-hmm. I was definitely shocked. And I think everyone or my friends were saying how very close that is. There are mixed reactions, obviously, to it. But I have some friends who were frustrated. But I told them, like, as long as you did your part as a member of a democracy, your voice has been taken into account. So, like, don't be so hard on yourself because you did everything you can. And that's what's upsetting because it's very small. Like anything, it could be anyone's win.
And then what would you tell people who say they don't want to vote because their vote doesn't matter?
So for this election specifically, like I know we're living in a very difficult time, but if circumstances permit, we've seen that evidently every vote does matter. And there are a few constituencies that proved to us that, you know, should 10 of your members vote, like maybe the win could have been shifted to other parties or other people. And I heard, yes, exactly what you said. Like, I heard people saying that it's fine, I'm only one vote anyway. But can you imagine if, like, 10 people have the same mindset as you? But because of the low voter turnout, I'm thinking it's actually a lot of people. So your vote could have changed whoever governed that particular constituency or even our state, like could have resolved the conflict of our state. So don't ever think your vote don't matter. Even if in the extreme case where it doesn't change the number of votes anyway, so you could at least say that you participated in the formation of the governance of my country or state. So I have the every right to criticize because I did my part. I did what I aspired and believed this person could do. So, you know, your vote does make a change to a particular constituency. And I think it matters a lot because it could resolve problems that are like Sabah state is facing right now.
So before we let you go, Mahira, what do you think the government or the Election Commission can do to encourage a higher voter turnout?
Yeah, so I think the government or even the SPR, that's to encourage people to participate in a democracy and to enable them to to participate in a democracy easier. That is through things like, say, postal voting or even enabling like polls to, you know, be physically present for them to cast their votes, like, remotely.
Thank you so much, Mahira. That was Mahira Marzuki, the project coordinator of Undi Sabah. My goodness, 10 votes, 16 votes. I mean, you know, we on BFM, we are trying to do so much of like, you know, every vote counts. And, you know, we don't know if we are talking sense. But I mean, this is just proof, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That it does. Every single vote matters. Because, I mean, 16 votes is hardly a majority.
Yes, because this sometimes when we try to convince people that every vote matters, when every vote matters, when they look at the final results, and if it's by, you know, 5,000 majority or more, you know, people just... they can't process that, like, you know, how is my one vote going to change anything? But when we look at this, this is just 10 people, is just you and your friends, you and your family members. So if one family decides not to vote, it can make a big difference.
Exactly.
And this is your chance to sort of voice what, you know, what to sort of get change in terms of what you want to see from your local representative, right? This is your way to lend voice to the change that you want to see. You know, if you don't vote, then you can't say, well, I wish they would have done this or I wish they would have done that, because you didn't at least do your part. No, and this is where you come in. You can vote.
Yes, it's part of your, you know, democratic right. And, you know, if you're going to be complaining or if you're going to want change, if you are not part of it, if you become apathetic about it and you don't want to participate, how is change going to happen, right? I mean, because very easily your actions might influence others around you as well, right? So for good or bad, you know, don't do it. Just go and register. I know so many people in their 30s and 40s, my contemporaries, who have not even voted in one single election, but complain about the state of the country, for example. And I'm like, if you can't even do the simplest thing, which is to register to vote and to go out and vote on voting day, how do you expect any other change? How do you expect anyone else to be, you know, to help create that change and to help, you know, move in a direction that you want if you can't even do that simple thing?
Yeah, it's a collective effort, right? And also, I think now more than ever, given how, you know, polarized the country is when it comes to these things, I think now more than ever, it's very important to vote, because you see, like maybe 20 years ago or what, you might not have seen a 10 vote majority and stuff, but now you look at the results, look at the details in every single constituency, a lot of places, it's very, very small margins. You know, even in the previous general elections, it took, regardless of what side of the fence you're on, the fact is it took record-breaking turnouts to cause this the change, right, that we saw. So, you have to go out and vote. Do it.
That's right. And, you know, I don't know if we do enough as a society to encourage people to be engaged in politics, but I think it's really important. I mean, I know here on BFM, we try to do that, but it's also important to do it with your family, with your friends, especially those who are feeling like, I don't, you know, nothing's going to change. Things are this way. But, you know, like you said, Dash, you know, what happened in 2018, where, you know, whatever side you're on, either it was a wake-up call or it was the change that you wanted, right? And either way, we need to keep our MPs and our politicians on their toes so that they serve the country and not themselves.
Yeah, and I realize a lot of, you know, among a lot of people, like sometimes, like, for example, I'd be an Uber driver last time. And when I talk to random people, some of them will tell me, like, I don't get it. I don't get this politics. You know, I don't want to be involved. And I think, you know, that's understandable. But we have to, because it's like Juliet brought up, you know, like Suhan also touched on. It's, if you don't, this is the smallest thing we can do to, you know, sort of just push the needle a little bit, even if it's just a small margin, whatever. You know, if we are unhappy with things, the way things are going on, we need to vote. And if we are happy with the way things are, then we need to
vote. You still need to vote.
You still need to vote to vote. Either you're happy or unhappy, but you still need to. If not, you know, every vote as a collective, it's a collective movement.
And I think, you know, when we're seeing more political discussions online, especially where it be, you know, on social media or even in your community WhatsApp groups, that's where you can start the conversation of making sure that talk to people about registering to vote, because you don't want people to just discuss about what this politician is doing or that politician is doing, but you want people to make sure that they are doing their part to have their say as well.
Mm-hmm. I guess the kasimpulan lah, shall we say, is that apathy is not the answer.
Yes.
Well, you know, if you have any thoughts, do tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to leave you with The Radiance with Voice Your Choice. You're tuned to The Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.